welcome to the Transit Sense podcast. It's episode 5. With me, as always, Chuck Norris. And I'm just fucking you. It's Tony Stevenson. I've got my good friend, as always, the Batman to my Robin.
That's okay.
It's Ken Later. Morning, Ken. How are you?
Not bad at all.
It is morning.
Yeah, it is very, very early in the morning or very late at night, depending on what you've been working.
Yeah.
But you sound a bit more lively than you did last week when we were still
at
Eric.
Well, I had a shot of coffee before I got up here.
Oh, you didn't bring me none?
It was thermos coffee.
How was it?
It was at the end of the,
Tim Hortons.
It wasn't Hortons at all, no.
Lukewarm coffee.
Wasn't the good stuff.
See, the bus drivers, we live off coffee and cigarettes and no sleep.
Stuff like that.
So, this episode of the podcast, so hopefully we get a guest later on.
Hopefully.
Sort of half hour. Hopefully. Once she's finished work. So, we want to talk about fear-mongering and certain stuff that goes along with rumours that are being spread around. Not just this office, this company.
Years.
It's gone on for years. Not just this company, but every company you get it. It's sometimes
it's
ridiculous. I'll let Ken take the lead on this. This is Ken's little baby. Likes discussing this sort of stuff. So, Ken.
Yeah, well, I've seen it over, many years being here. And things get drummed up, whether they're rumours or whether whatever is orchestrated, whatever way it is. Most of the time to our detriment, that things get put out there and we fall like, sheep and go along with these things sometimes because we feel, it must be true. But, we don't realize that sometimes things work against us that way. Like, it could be my pet peeve right now. I'm really big on the camera issue. I think in the buses, there's other companies and outfits that have cameras, and it's worked very well, very effectively, whether that be in the States or here in Canada. On the flip side, you'll get drivers. Here comes the fear mongering.
Yeah.
You'll get drivers that are animate about discipline.
Checking up on me. And,
they're watching me.
Doing this, they're watching me, and I'm scratching my ass.
Yeah, they're watching me. I can't do nothing without them knowing what's going on. They don't care what's going on with you.
We had cameras in England.
Yeah.
We've had them for years. I think London has the most cameras per square mile in any country in the world, any city in the world. It's ridiculous.
Every street has a camera in
London. Yeah, it's like, I think you're recorded 90 times every hour if you walk around central London. You're caught on camera 90 times an hour. It's just crazy. We had them all on the buses, and I've had the cameras used for me to help my case when I was assaulted. They caught the guy from it, and even though I did hit the guy a couple of thousand times, maybe I shouldn't. But I was in self-defense.
Shame.
I was in self-defense. And I'm sticking to that story.
You're going to vent once in a while.
Yeah, well, you've got to vent once in a while. No, but we've had the cameras, and as long as there's signs up saying these cameras are used for crime deterrence and stuff like that, that's what they're used for. We had them on all the buses, and they're not used to check up on the driver. We had the same issue with the drivers at home. Oh, well, they're checking up on me. I can't drink a cup of coffee. Oh, I can't. Yeah, sorry, I just had some technical issues that just decided to cut off the computer. Sorry about that. We had some of the drivers say, oh, well, they're watching us. It's not for that. They use the CCTV at home they use it for not discipline reasons, but if you get into an accident, that they want to know what happened. If you get into a sort of situation, if someone makes a complaint against you, like a serious complaint of sexual harassment or anything on your bus, people taking drugs, fights on the bus, that's what the cameras are for. They're not to check up on the drivers. And I think that's, me personally, I'd like to see cameras on the buses.
Oh, me too.
Because it would be a massive deterrent for certain people in this city that use the buses as a means of escape.
Well, I have a personal experience getting off the bus and I was mugged after that shortly, and the person that mugged me got off the bus at the rear door. I got off to the front door, and the police asked me, well, do you have cameras on the bus? I thought they knew. I said, no, we don't. Oh, too bad. We could have ID'd the guy. You know, well, then you hear drivers say, well, yeah, but, ID a person, and they get off easy anyways and all this. Well, you don't have any evidence.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point of the camera is whether the people perpetrating the crimes or whatever get off easy or not, that's not our job to do that. That's the government, and that's the judicial system. They're the ones that send these people to prison, or they don't send them to prison. It's not for us.
Right.
It's just for our protection.
Well, that guy there that night got off easier because he never even got ID'd at all. He got off scot-free.
Yeah.
So
if they'd have ID'd him, maybe he would have got community service. Maybe he would have got something. But he would have got something. They would have took his DNA. They would have took his fingerprints. They would have took his photograph. He'd be on record. If he does it again, maybe get a slap on the wrist for 100 times. But that's not the point. The point is he's now got a record.
So there's other things regarding fear mongering. We have, strike situation. Like sometimes you'll hear, well, if you don't sign this contract, we're going to be on strike. You know, that's fear mongering.
Yeah, we had some of this. We mentioned some of this with Eric last week.
There you go. Yeah.
So,
there's other things I'm sure you can think of. Seat belts. You wear your seat belt. Oh, you wear that, you're going to get beat up.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't wear it, you're going to get fired. Yeah.
All sorts of things. Yeah. I mean, it's something that gets created.
You know what, Ken? It's human nature.
I guess.
It's human nature to sometimes, there's certain people in their nature to be negative.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a negative guy sometimes, but you're quite a positive guy. So that's why we sort of bounce off of each other. And that's why it works so well on the podcast and the Facebook page and stuff.
Yeah.
And in fact, we've become friends over the 2 years that we've been here talking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's because we're not completely the same. And it's like I said, it's human nature to think the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we've got a contract coming up. Oh, shit, we're going to go on strike. Mm-hmm. 50% of the people are going to think that. And then 50% of the people are going to be like yourself and say, well, we might not go on strike. It might be all right. Everything might be good. Everything might be rosy. We know. We're not stupid.
Let's work it out.
Let's sit down and work it out before we have to go on strike.
Exactly.
And this is what we mentioned with Eric last week. And I'm going to thank Eric again for spending his time because he had like hours sleep in about 3 days. So, Eric,
so
if you're listening, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Again. So it's just human nature. It's human nature to think like that. It's human nature to think, oh, we've got an inspector who's running for the union.
Right.
So you've got an inspector who's running for the union. Gives a shit. Good luck to her. We get written up, or we're going to get in trouble. How's she supposed to defend us? Well, there's 15 other union representatives. It's not just the one.
Yeah.
Okay, it might be vice president. But you've got the president, you've got the committee, you've got the treasurer, all these people are going to do the training. Whoever it comes, we're going to come on to that a little bit later in the podcast because obviously we've got the election coming up next week.
But what do you miss out? Like the thing is with fear mongering, it holds things back. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, people don't see the bigger picture.
They really don't.
They don't see that. And this is what we had the discussion with Mike on the bus the other night about I'm gonna take 2 minutes of your time. To reiterate what I said last week, because people obviously took it the wrong way when I said about the pay deal, right? So let me just clarify what I meant.
Right.
All right. I know it's this slightly radical thinking.
I like
and
it.
I'm a bit of a radicalist, right? So
go for
bear
it.
With me. So
let's hear it.
If you've got a 4-year contract, right? You take the first year, you take the rate of inflation every year. That's the pay rise you get. Okay? But for the first year, you don't take the pay rise. You make the company, HSR, the City of Hamilton, whoever, you make them put it in writing that the union will have control of all that money. And the members will vote on where that first year's money goes. So we don't actually take a pay rise. But we get the money back in new uniforms, better washroom facilities, because we voted on where that money's spent. And then for the next 3 years of the contract, if it's a 4-year contract, for next however long the contract is, you take rate of inflation plus 0.5% to cover the first year. So
that's
you're getting it
point.
You're getting it double. Yeah, you're getting it double fold, right? You're getting it twofold.
Yeah.
You get your pay rise. You don't get a pay rise for the first year, but you get better uniforms, better washroom facilities, better scheduling, better lunch stuff,
you're looking,
whatever.
You're looking
but,
good in the public's eye first. Yeah.
Again, again, that's another point, and I'll come to that in a second.
Right.
But for the next 2-3 years, you take rate of inflation plus 0.5%, which means you're getting paid your first year's percentage anyway.
It's coming back.
It's coming back to you anyway.
It's a deferred thing.
Yeah. So, and again, like Ken said, in, for the first year in the government's, the people's eyes, oh, why are these fucking bus drivers getting a pay rise again? Oh, they're useless.
We're already hearing it.
The schedule shit. We're hearing it now. I'm hearing it all the time.
Yes. It was in The View just the other day.
Like, oh, why they don't need a pay rise.
You drive around Harley Davidson's. You guys can make lots of money.
Yeah, I'm overdrawing my bank. Get over it. Fucking $600. That's how fucking rich I am. I'm fucking spending the bank's money.
Right? You put money into this, Sarah. Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm fucking
spending money out of my own pocket. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, after the first few weeks of us getting a pay rise, or not getting a pay rise, according to the public's perception of our contract, it's all forgotten about. So instead of taking that pay rise, you're killing two birds with one stone. And that's what I was trying to get at.
That's right.
And everyone, including Eric last week, I don't think he got it at first. I think he got it in the end, but he was tired, so I'll give him a break on that, Eric.
He's been pushing hard.
He's been pushing hard.
Sure.
But I don't think people are getting it. When we discussed it on the bus, no one got it.
No.
No one got it. And I'm hoping my explanation now will make more sense.
Clarifies it. Yeah.
People are still going to call me a fucking crazy immigrant fuck.
You have to slow down and listen.
That's fine. But I'm thinking of the bigger picture. I'm thinking of job security. The job security for me personally, I love this job.
Mm-hmm.
I love this industry. I've done it for a while now. I love it. Ken's done it for fucking 100 years. It's not like, you know what I mean, people wouldn't do it for that long if they didn't actually like the job.
Right. I've been offered...
I've been offered jobs since I started.
Other things, but I stick with this.
My old company asked me to come back 6 months after I fucking started.
London?
No, London. Fuck London. I'm going back to London. No, but the company I was with before this asked me to come back because they needed someone.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love my job.
Right.
I love this job.
Yeah.
I might moan about it like everyone else does. I'm human. Jesus Christ, I have a bad day. But I love it. But people are not getting what I mean by the deferred payment, if you will.
Well,
because that's what it is. Obviously, we're going to get extra stuff, benefits and stuff. But at least we have something that we can go back to the passengers that slag us off all the time and say, look, we never took a pay rise. They don't need to know we're going to get that back again in 3 years' time.
Right.
And they don't need to know that we've got that money, but we're going to spend it on you. We're spending it on either the drivers, like I said, new uniforms, whatever it may be. We're going to vote on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We vote on what we spend that $1 million on, or $2 million, or whatever the percentage
is. Right, so we have say in
this. So we have a say in it. The union gets it in writing by the people that pay us, the powers that be, God,
dollars,
whoever, Allah, whoever you believe in, right? The Prime Minister of fucking Canada, he pays us, right? The government pays us. The passengers pay us. Whoever pays us. Right? So we get a say in where that money goes. So if it's, say, $1 million, just to round it up, down, whatever. Just a round figure, $1 million. Okay, now we pick the top 10. We have a vote on the top 10 things we'd like to see change first. Tell you for a fact, number one would be schedules.
Yes.
Without a doubt, would be schedules.
I'm with
number
you.
Two would be washroom fucking facilities.
Yep.
Which I'm all for. Because in London, we have a washroom facility at every end of line. Whether it's a ported loo or a cabin or shops that you go in or a cafe or something like that, we have one.
Yeah.
We don't have it halfway through a route. We have it at the end of line.
See, that's so important.
This is the stuff that we're going to spend that money on. So we're going to get it back anyway, in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get it back again when the pay increase comes up the second year, because you're going to get the rate of inflation, or the 2% or whatever it is, plus a half a percent.
Right.
You might,
I mean,
okay,
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for us. For me, looking at it,
in the public's eye, who's already putting us down for making a decent wage, and why would you want any more... Am I harping here? Am I fear-mongering? I hope not.
No.
But it's like I say, it was in a paper, the View paper, that we had the assault buttons, you know.
And
they sent a View that, you guys get good pay. They hit us right away on the pay thing.
Well, so we're allowed to be assaulted because we get paid $5
so get over it. That's how they think.
Oh, yeah, so you can punch me. Let me punch a policeman. He gets paid pretty good. They get paid $80 a fucking hour, or $80,000 a year. Let me punch a cop and see what happens.
This is constantly in.
Let me punch a fireman and see what happens. Let me punch a fucking doctor and see what happens.
Exactly, it's in their heads all the time that we're making good wages. So when you ask for more wages, they just don't get it because you're not getting them there on time. You're not making connections. You're not. So why do you want more?
You know what? It's been bugging me since last week when I said it, and people never got it.
Yeah, I know. People have to listen to this a few times. Maybe.
Yeah, that's why I tried to reiterate on this. I wanted to do the podcast today to just to go
I'm
over
glad
it.
You
just
brought it up.
Just, yeah, just just to make it like I weren't a crazy fuck.
Yeah. No, you're not, really.
I want people to understand what I mean.
I got it right off the bat.
You got it, and a couple of other people
sure,
got it.
Sure, because I've been saying a lot of people,
look at
right?
Look at the people on the bus, the shuttle bus, haven't I? I didn't fucking
get it. Yeah, they don't get it.
They just didn't get it. I tried to explain it. They just weren't getting it. Oh, yeah, but we're giving stuff back to the company.
The thing, Tony, is they're thinking back to the 60s and 70s and the 80s or whatever. They're thinking, well, that's the way it always was. We are entitled to a raise.
Yeah.
Well, we're all we're saying is get the raise if you want, but let's work it in our favor that we create our worth and that we downplay these people that are saying, you know, you earn too much anyways.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I mean. We're trying to get these people off our back.
Right.
And we're trying to get them on our side.
Well, sure.
Will all go out the window when Hudak's fucking elected and everyone's losing their jobs. No one's going to.
We got to win the public opinion. Or
you got to stop tapping on the table because you can hear that one.
I'm sorry. sorry.
That was mentioned to me last week.
You're doing it all along here.
We can't do this on the table because you can hear it.
But we got to get community backing. I mean, we've just had I watched on the news where there was three schools in question with the Board of Education. They're going to close some schools down. The schools they were considering at my end of town was Woodward School Elementary, was the Parkdale School and the Roxborough School in the area.
I think Oriel, his lot, there's a couple in Stony Creek.
But let's just use the three for an example, as they were mentioning. They consider those three, and they decide, well, all right, we're going to keep the Parkdale School open. We're going to close the Roxborough and Woodward. Now, why did that happen? Well, it's because the people in the Parkdale area were so animate and loud and stuck together as a community, they got the city to change their mind. So this is our strength, is to get the community behind you.
Like Eric said,
this thing that you were saying about this thing with the first year of an increase, that's brilliant. I just wish other people to hear and understand this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying everyone's stupid.
It's hard to grasp it.
Financial wizard, but it's just I've gone through this
right
a couple of times back home with a with a pay deal, and I'm a bit of a radicalist thinker. I'm not a materialistic guy, so that's probably why. Mm. I mean, I can understand people that have been here 20, 25 years because they can retire.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't, you know what I mean, their pension and stuff is final earnings pensions, I believe. I might be wrong.
That's 5 years.
Is it? So they might not see they might leave after the first year and then they don't get their pay rise.
Yeah.
So to speak. So I can understand the senior guys. I really do. I can really understand why they think. Because you could retire. If you could afford to retire, you'd retire, right?
Yeah. So
why are you going to not take a pay rise? Well, I want a fucking pay rise. I'm retiring next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not taking 0% for this last year. I'm not working for nothing. Right. I can understand that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people here that have got 20 years left.
Yes.
30 years left like myself, 35 years left. I'm only 36 years old. I've got another 30 years before I even think about retiring in this day and age.
And there's a lot of new hirees coming in.
You know what I mean?
I think we're going to soon see where there's more junior people than senior. It's going to happen soon.
Yeah, we'll do sooner or later.
Sure. I mean, they've just had
a big recruitment drive again, and I'm sure they're going to have another one in a year's time or 6 months' time. There's people starting all the time. I think this is mid-July, I think, is when the next group of people starts. About 18, 20 people I've heard that they're going to hire.
Just over the summer period.
I mean, I started in the summer of 2000, May 2012, so I've been here just over 2 years.
Great.
Congratulations to me. Woo-hoo.
Woo!
But I'll get a pin or something. I'll get a pay rise, apparently.
Get a look.
I'll get a pay rise and some new shoes. But I think I looked at the board.
What a lot.
I think there's like 70 people below me already. And I've only been here 2 years.
That's excellent. Yeah.
So for me, it's great.
Yeah. When I was here,
my work don't get any fucking better. I'm still picking the same crap.
Well, that hopefully changes. When I started here, it was like regressing rather than progressing. It took a long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, one guy was Drew on one inspector's. Wasn't he on the last man of the board for like 10 years?
Oh, I was on spare board for like 10, 13 years.
Yeah, when I had a hiring freeze or whatever.
Yeah, well, we had a layoff.
Was that the last Conservative government, probably?
Well, we had a layoff, which we shouldn't have had. That was all politically regional government that caused that. Then we had our highway coach division come back.
Oh, that's right.
That threw us back again. I mean, we went through a bad era there.
So I mean, so it's not people worrying about the pay deal. I'm not too worried about the pay deal or the elections. Why would they hire all these people just to lay them off again?
Yeah.
Would make no sense. No, they'd wait until the elections were done and then hire.
There's been such a vacuum with the hiring they should have had over years.
Yeah.
They're behind.
So hopefully when they're hiring,
sure,
the schedules and that will come up in the contracts.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I'm not a fucking financial wizard. I'm not in the union on the board or anything.
But I think your strategy is excellent.
Executive. But it's just a strategy. It's just it is people say I'm radical thinking, why are you giving the company back stuff?
Well, again...
I just want to get my point across, basically, and try to explain myself a bit better than I did last week, because I was extremely tired and stressed.
I talked to Eric Truck.
Eric Truck. The fuck, Jesus Christ.
Eric Truck class.
Is that coffee?
That must have been a bad coffee. Yeah. I talked to him about this article in the Spectator just over 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. It was entitled, "It's Not Your Father's Union Anymore."
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Right. And I guess you can find it if you go back in the Spectator's archives. It brought out that to present yourself to the public nowadays, you have to present yourself differently. You can't be shaking your fist and demand what's rightfully yours. That doesn't work anymore.
Wow.
Okay? So what you got to do is create your worth. Why should you be paid more? Why should you be kept on your position, your job, or whatever? So it's not the steel worker anymore. It's down there with the lunch bucket.
Yeah, nice.
You know, and, you know, yelling and shaking their fists.
And the placards and all the rest
right.
of it.
Right. Now it's the maybe the healthcare worker.
That's a huge thing. I mean, I'm being funny. They're building all these Mac. A lot of I'm an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir. I'll come
in. Didn't you found this country?
Yeah, we founded it, allegedly. Apparently my ancestors.
I get confused on that.
No, but we come over. My wife come over as an international student. There's a bunch of international. Columbia College is full of Chinese and Asian international students.
Yeah.
And you've got Mohawk is full of international students.
Right.
And you've got McMaster's full of international students. Right. And they're building more and more places and make these places bigger. Well, how are these people going to get around?
Right.
How are they going to get around? Exactly. We are an essential
condos
service.
Downtown now.
Yeah,
know?
Condos at number one, Gore Park, wherever that place is now.
Yeah.
$200,000 a unit or whatever.
Yeah.
Crazy prices. But people are going to buy them.
Yep.
People are going to buy them because they want to live here for some strange
reason. So we know the job's there, as far as our
That's
job.
What I mean. The job security, I think, at the touch wood, is there at the moment. Why would they be hiring a bunch of people? I'm just looking at the long term.
Sure.
Why were they hiring 200 people in the last couple of years?
And we know the
3 years.
We know their LRT situations.
If they're just
going to
get rid of them. That LRT.
That's not going to happen, people.
Sure, $1 billion. Are they going to spend $1 billion?
It's not going to happen.
On a railway track.
There's things that you don't know that they can't put that thing down the street. They really can't.
No, they can't.
No, I mean, you can't cross tracks unless you
get
the okay.
It makes no sense anyway.
No.
$1 billion for that to dig up the whole of fucking the east to west corridor, right?
Right. There's not enough
dig
ridership.
It all up. There's not enough.
There's not
ridership.
Enough ridership.
There's
in
not enough people
city.
Paying.
No.
What are they going to do? Everyone's worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all because it's not going to happen.
Right.
This is not that town.
No. Not now, anyway.
It just reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where the guy, the Shylock guy, turns up and the fucking con man and he sells them that
really
old monorail. I mean, and fucking, you got Homer Simpson driving. That's what it's going to be. That's what this town is. This town is Springfield. All right? Turn your phone off.
Sorry about that.
Jesus Christ. You're tapping on the table and now your phone's going off. Tell your girlfriends to leave you alone. Jesus Christ, you're busy. You're working.
That's all those bus groupies.
Groupies.
No, but we're good.
We're not that town. We're not going to spend $1 billion on that.
Yeah.
Why are we going to spend $1 billion on that? People, you think people ain't going to be outraged.
Right.
They're outraged when the bus is 10 minutes late.
Right.
Because they don't change the schedule. Right, you know what I mean? So they're going to be not outraged because there's $1 billion being spent on a train track that no one's going to use.
Yeah, well, I was
and
told
then traffic's going to be twice as bad. And like when they got that new GO station they're building.
That's going to be the GO station.
That's going to be the...
That's where it should have been originally.
They're going to... What is it? James Street, North there.
Yeah, that's the main tracks for the CN, for the GO system.
Yeah.
Coming down to Hunter Street is a spur line. That's all that is. It's not the main line.
You see, they're doing it all the way across. They're doing it Highway 20th Centennial. They've got the bridge the there. They've done the road different. The road's completely different. You don't go under the bridge anymore. You go around it.
Right.
And over the top of it.
Yeah. So you're going to eventually see the station, of course, at James Street. You're going to see a station at Centennial. You're probably going to see a station in the future at 50 Road as well.
Yeah.
This is Hamilton. This is how Hamilton will grow.
Yeah.
And all the bus, all our HSR system will have to feed into those places. If you want Hamilton to grow and prosper, that's how you do it.
But they've got to invest the money.
They've got to do something.
They've got to invest the money in not just us as drivers, but as equipment. The fleet, they've got to invest in the fleet. And they've got to invest in the schedules.
They've been told.
They've got to look at when the trains are coming in and out, and they've got to look at all the connections. If they want people to get from the train to the buses to work easily, then they've got to change the schedule. We all have to work together.
We can't be
working on our own schedules, and then the GO station work on their own schedules, and then these people work on their schedule. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
You either do away with a connection process completely for everyone, or you just work on your own schedules and just, if you turn up and the bus is here, you turn up and the bus is here.
Right.
Or you look at the GO station schedules and you look at these schedules, you look at our schedules, and you try and, because it's easier for us to change the schedules to suit the GO trains than it is for them to change.
You model it.
Yeah, you model it. Sure. It might not be accurate. You might be late. You might be a bit earlier than that.
Well, but people, knows it.
The more people you can get from the train to the bus to work quicker and easier, the better it is for everyone.
There's smaller cities that make it work with GO. They already do that. Burlington's one of them.
Yeah.
But Hamilton's like, I don't know what Hamilton's thinking.
Well, we don't even have that transfer system thing that you can use from the GO to the...
It's crazy.
Yeah, because I've had people before, I can use this transfer on the Burlington buses. I can use this on this bus and York. And I said, you can't use it on T2C or us. The two biggest ones in the
right.
GTA or whatever. You can't use it, sorry.
Does it make sense at all?
I mean, I can understand the TTC. It's a huge... I mean, it's huge. And it's busy.
Yeah.
But us, why can't we let these people use it?
We're a cost-cutting service. The city has us so tight on money. We're a cost-cutting service. We have to change to a service-oriented system.
Yeah, that's going to be the big I said girl. This in podcast one.
Right.
You can. There's ways of cutting money without cutting service.
Right.
You can cut money other places, other departments within the city. Just allocate more for transit.
Right.
Because you're going to need transit.
Exactly.
You don't need that much money in forestry all year round, do you? Or snow removal all year round, do you?
Right.
Any way you can cut that back a little bit?
Right.
Don't waste so much fucking gravel when you're gritting for no fucking reason like you do every year.
To show you how tight...
And then you don't turn up when the snow's 8 foot deep. I mean, it's got to be some sort of give and take there.
But to show you how tight the money is given in our department or division of a division as we are, Public Works, transit is so tight with money, the city has given us such a small budget that the example that just happened with the Route 7 and 8... Dundurn Plaza wanted more service.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started with that.
Oh, my goodness. A councillor came here, and they wanted more service. Dundurn Plaza went to the city councillor, wanted better service from the transit HSR, right? So they got together, tried to figure out what to do, city, councillor, company, manager. Manager says to the councillor, what's going to cost more money?
Yeah.
The councillor says... Why? They don't get it. They don't get it. So then they just want the HSR, well, work it out. That's your thing, but we're not giving you no more money. So the company works it out. What do they have to do? They have to tweak it or take it from somewhere else. So they tweaked it from 7 and 8. Well, you don't touch sacred ground.
Yeah.
There's elderly people up there.
Oh, yeah, they complained, and that's it.
Oh,
same,
huge.
The same council
huge.
Who wanted it changed.
The same council system that was supposed to initiate the change.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give HSR enough funds to do it right, screwed themselves.
This is a call to the listeners that listen to this podcast. There's only four of you. Right, and there's two of us sitting here.
Well, when it gets confusing.
If you see this councillor, right, one slapping, all right, And two, telling me must apologise to 500 drivers in the HSR.
Exactly.
Okay, because we've had to do three re-signs now of our work for the summer.
This also cost taxpayer money.
Right? Yeah, and it's cost money, and it's cost the amount of leaflets have been printed to change it and then change it back again. And the confusion and publicity for the buses.
There's a lot of time and money in this.
And there's our time and money as well that they got to pay for, because we've signed twice already and now we've got to sign again, and there's only 10 days before the ball starts. Please punch him really hard in the face, okay? Whoever that counsellor is, I don't know his name.
I know who it is.
Yeah, Ken, no, I'm not going to mention him on the podcast in case he does actually listen to this. And I'll get myself into trouble. Remember, my name's Chuck Norris.
By the way, I was there just before he showed up. I mean, I was there. I came after he left, so I know exactly who this is.
Yeah, so, please punch him. All right, because it's fucking depressing. The amount of times
but it's so
that we
retarded.
Have to come and sign.
It's so retarded. Hell,
stop banging on the table. What's the matter with you?
It's so retarded. It's so retarded.
Smack you
how up, this transit system is held back.
Yeah.
It could. We had talented people here. We have good people here. It can work. But they seem to want to hold us back. They don't view us as something important. When will they see that?
Well, they don't, because North America and Canada is a car society, it's a petrol society.
That's right.
It's not a transit like it is in
Europe.
That's
right. The oil companies
want you. You go to Holland, it's a transit site. You go to London, you go to Manchester, you go to Munich. They're all transit orientated.
Right.
Because they're not massive countries. They're not massive. They're big cities, but not... I mean, London's not that big. Really,
but
there's
here
a lot
in
of people
America,
living there. But in North America, it's, buy a car.
Oh, it's
buy a car.
You're born with a car.
Buy a car.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a car. I mean, I've seen some
you're
houses.
You're 16, you haven't got your license
yet?
Yeah,
I live out in Stony Creek, and there's like some houses have 5-6 cars in the driveway.
Yes.
Because there's 3 or 4 siblings, and they've all got a car each. They don't share the cars. Oh, God forbid.
No.
John's got the car, so I can't. So I got to ride with him. I want my own fucking car.
See,
really?
The oil companies
want
you. How many
cars do you want?
The oil companies want you in your car.
Yeah.
They don't want you on a bus. The oil companies run governments, I think. You know,
you go
spill some oil on the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, and take you fucking 100 days to fix it. And,
then you say, don't worry about
nothing.
It.
You get that.
Well, yeah.
You get a slap on the wrist.
We'll pay for the cleanup. Don't worry.
Yeah, and that's a British company.
Like $60 million later, or a billion, whatever they paid out. And they're still okay.
Yeah.
They're still making money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So... look at the profits.
It's just a society. It's just the way the society has always been in North America.
Right. North America is an oil-based country.
You stop tapping. I swear to God.
I was only touching the table.
I'm going to cut your fucking hands off. I swear to God.
Sit back.
Right. No, you know what it is? It's, you can actually hear that really loudly when it goes through the thing. Yeah.
Okay, you're doing it now.
Yeah, because I'm allowed to. That's my podcast, so shut up. Right. I started this, so I can do what I tap what I fucking want. No, but it's just that society. It's just North America is that society. And you know what? Mm. I fell in love with Canada when I come here in 2000.
Of course.
That's why I live here now with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
I mean, because I love this society. I love the Canadian people. I actually even love this town. I know people say, you're fucking crazy. You moved to the armpit of fucking Ontario for. I love this town. This town is...
Is it humorous to you?
Yeah. It's people going, it's really bad crime.
Yeah.
I'm from an estate in London that had 6 fatal stabbings in about fucking 4 months before I left there.
So this is tame compared to
what I'm
used
to. This
is tame. Oh, yeah. I'm looking something up. Keep talking.
What's this? I've got nothing to say, Ken. I'm waiting for you to talk, man. I'm just talking with bollocks.
What were you talking about?
No, but it's like I said, it's society in North America to buy a car.
Yeah.
Well, every other advert on the TV or commercial is, buy this new Dodge, buy this new Camaro, buy this new Chrysler, buy this new Ram truck that can pull a house.
Yeah.
Pull your boat along.
This is what I was looking for. Truck. Sorry about that.
That's
Tony,
right.
I kept you in the dark there for a minute. I had something I wrote up for a certain counselor. I'll keep quiet on that one, too. Anyways, it was in the Spectator, June the 8th, 2013, under the title Before the Boom. Front page, it talks about taking control of Hamilton. So on page A6, in the middle of the first column, it read, little wonder that the loudest complaints these days are about an infrastructure that can't keep up with demand. The most obvious example is transit, which has been underfunded for decades, finds itself overwhelmed. This is the thing. Not only is it overfunded now, it's been overfunded for decades. So now that they're tripping over themselves, underfunded for decades. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to pay for what they should have in place. Look at Toronto. They lose $6 million or higher a year on profit or business.
Yeah, revenue.
Because of the gridlock. They don't know how they're going to get around it. They keep at least Toronto is.
We had the same thing in London, and they invented this thing called the congestion zone. You have to pay to drive into central London. Zone one. And London's broken up into like 9 zones, and zone one is like Oxford Street, West End, all the busy places.
Right.
And to drive in there, before I left, it was £8, which is about $12, something like that. Now I think it's like 10, 12 quid, which is 15.
Yeah.
Nearly $20 to drive into that zone. Mm-hmm. And you've got all cameras, and they've spent a fucking 100 million quid on this camera system, and all the roads are marked out. So you've got no choice but to, if you want to drive in there, you can't, oh, well, I didn't see it, because there's a big fucking red and white C on the floor that's like 18 foot wide by 18 foot. It's huge. Every road into the city has one of these. Has a bunch of cameras and signs up. So there's no way. And they make a fucking ton load of money from this ever, because businesses have to pay people to live in there.
Where do they put that money?
They don't invest it properly.
They don't either?
No. They've spent a lot of money in transit, because TFL is a separate entity than the government. It used to be run all by the government, then the mayor took over. I think I explained this in another podcast. The mayor took over, and now it's become TFL, and they run like the Dial-A-Ride, which is like darts. They run the cycle programs, buses, underground, overground, Sun British Rail, riverboat services. We had riverboats, so that's a cool job. That's a good job. That's a job you want to get in summer. Yeah, that's a great job.
I might move over there.
Yeah, no, that's a good job. They had the riverboats. So there was a bunch of taxis. Like the black cabs, the old black taxis.
Oh, yeah.
That they were run by TFL. They were all governed by and licensed by TFL. So TFL, the whole... TFL was like the parent company, and there's umbrella covered all these separate groups. And there was a director for each group. And everyone had a bunch of money and stuff. But the buses that I worked for was... We got 1% government handouts. That was it. All the budget we got was... I think it's 51% revenue.
So
48% was from like property taxes.
Okay.
And then that's my phone going off now.
Oh.
48% was property taxes, and then 1% was government handout. That's all we had.
What about the fare box? Did that help pay for some stuff?
Yeah, 50%. All the staff, frontline staff were paid exclusively through revenue. So when people come up to me and say, I'll pay your wages, yes you do. Thanks.
Right, over there.
Yeah, over there they do.
That's a country that has no transfers too, isn't it?
Yeah, no transfers. When I left, it was £2.50, which is about £3.75.
So we got a bus, you paid for your ride.
Yeah, you paid it for one stop or 100 stops from one end to the other, one stop. That's what you pay for. We had the Oyster card system, which was like the Presto and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was, so that's the way it works. But it's a transit-orientated system. It's the oldest one and the biggest one in the world. So they've doing it for
so they're way ahead because years. They've invested over years.
They're just way ahead because
we're the opposite.
They had a ton of years more to look at it. You know what I mean? I mean, Canada's how many years old? How many years ago was it colonized?
I don't know, 400.
300, 200.
1860, no, in 1767.
Yeah, so that's 300, 400 years.
Yeah.
England's fucking 10,000 years old, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had...
What a difference.
9,500 more years to...
Rub it in. To get we're it just right. a colony.
Yeah, you're just a colony, you fucking bunch of...
Indians.
No, but... Yeah, you're a bunch of Indians. No, but you can see what I mean. They've had a bunch more years look at this stuff.
Sure.
And there's 11 million people living.
But you know, North America squandered, eh? We've wasted and squandered.
Well, every country does. Again, that's human nature. Yeah. Someone gives you $1,000, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
You going to invest it wisely, or are you going to buy beer and cigarettes when you're 20 years old?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
It's just, that's the way I look at it. You've got politicians that they want to get paid. They're human. I want to get paid. You want to get paid. Everyone wants to get paid. Someone gives me $10,000, what am I going to spend it on? I'm going to spend it on, now I'm a family man, I'm going to spend it on my family.
Right.
You're going to spend it on your family.
Oh, yeah.
You get a 35-year-old politician that don't have a family, might have a wife, no kids. He's got $1 million in the bank. What's he going to do? He's going to fucking squander the money, isn't he?
Sure.
He's going to do a Rob Ford and buy Kentucky Fried Chicken and hookers. I mean, like, crack cocaine and alcohol or whatever. You know, paint the town, good luck to him.
Yeah.
I think Rob Ford's fucking brilliant. More politicians like that.
He makes the news, I'll tell you.
Jesus is a gold mine.
But transit again, here, that's only improve. It's got to only improve. But the funny thing is how local government doesn't get it. They don't have a clue as far as transit goes. They're really out to lunch on that one. So we have to create our worth, and we have to utilize who we have working with us, who we have as an executive.
Yeah, and that's where Eric and the union comes in.
Right.
Once we haven't mentioned this because I spoke to them. Yeah, I want to say a quick thanks to all the people that I'm slightly digressing, but all the people that are going for the ATU Local 107 executive, their treasurer and stuff, like Brenda Donegan, Paolo Testa Guzzo, you got all the names somewhere. Ron Gingas, is it Riz Hackett? There's a whole bunch of them. Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, Eric Tuck, Kim Cheeseman, Nick Pellegrino, Paul Doucette, Tim Barker, Chris Campbell, Todsey Roth, Ray Tenage, Peter Schultz, Rizlon, Vince Marenka, Gordon Nash, Marranca. So Jason Duckworth, Kevin Akita, Margaret Akita, Brian Leahy, and Karen Mishka, and Aaron Carr. Good luck to everyone. I know who I'm voting for personally. I'm voting for myself because I don't trust none of you other lying fuckers.
Don't let the circles influence your decision. Yeah, I've circled a few names here.
Yeah, no, but good luck to everyone that I mentioned. If I've got your name wrong, I apologise in advance. We're going to have to wrap this up shortly because it's nearly 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We was waiting for our guests, but I don't think they're going to make it.
No.
We'll try and get.
But
to
the thing is, there's some. Why I started off with this fear mongering thing is because there's certain ones that are running, especially one that there's some hurdles to get past.
Yeah.
Don't let those hurdles, rumors, fear mongering hold you back from deciding about somebody that could really be an asset to our
you've got to look past.
Right.
Like I said, I know who I'm voting for. I've got my people I know I'm voting for.
Right.
I'm just a peanut. Like, right. And I'll tell people straight, I'm going to vote for Eric.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's no offense to Kim. I don't know Kim.
Okay.
I don't know him, so I'm going to vote for Eric. Eric's a nice guy.
He's done good.
I'm going to vote for Dee.
Yeah.
Don't care whether she's an inspector or not. Because she's good.
Well, again, that's that fear mongering thing, right?
That's the fear mongering thing. That don't bother me in the slightest.
Look,
I really have no concern. Now, you do your job properly, you're not going to be in the radar, to be fair. Well, you do your job wrong.
You take someone like Dee. You know what I mean? She's been a good inspector. She's been a good driver. She represents the company in one aspect, yes. But she also has to represent you if she sits down with you in there.
She's a human being.
Sure. And she will.
Just because she wears a different colour shirt, she's a human being.
She goes to bat for everybody. Right. And if there's
same as everyone. I don't know everyone on this list. And like I said, I know who I'm voting for.
Right.
Okay, I don't know everyone on this list. I've known them just to talk to in passing. Oh, hello, how are you going? I know they're drivers or inspectors or whatever. But I look at what they can do for me personally and what they can do for the executive. And I believe, this is just my opinion, I believe Eric Tuck, Dee Osborne, Brenda, Riz, these are all the people I'm going to vote for.
Yeah, right? Good choices. They're very good choices.
Because I'm looking at that Eric's got the experience. He's worked with Bud closely for a long time now. Like he said last
week. Good track record. Very good track record.
Good track record. I've spoken to him a couple of times. He's always been good to me. Like I said, I don't know Kim. Kim might be a nice fella. Well, I've heard different to that, but I don't know. So rumors is rumors.
I'll say one thing about Eric. He's never made concessions.
Yeah.
He's never made concessions.
No, he's forthright and he's straight.
He's really good.
And if you think you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah.
If he thinks you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I said, they're my choices for my own personal reasons. Please, people listen to this when you vote. I know you're all grown ups and I'm not teaching you to suck eggs or whatever. But it's you got to make informed choices, right?
Right.
You've got to look past their past, mm-hmm. what they've done in the past. If you've had issues with them people in the past, then fine, and you ain't going to vote for them, granted. That's fine. But don't... If you vote for someone else just because that person is an inspector or that person is you don't get on with them, it's not what you don't get on with them, what they can do for you. It's what they can do for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in there. And right. I believe right. the right. people that I've just named right. are the ones that are going to do the best for me personally and for everyone else and for the company. Right. And that's no disrespect to right. anyone else who's running.
Right.
Seriously, there's no disrespect to anyone else who's running.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure how many people are going to do this. I know Eric listens to it. And I know maybe a couple of other these people listen to it. So most of these people ain't going to know who I am. Fine, granted. But all I'm saying is make some informed choices. Good luck to everyone.
Yeah.
And just look at what they can do for us in the future going forward, not what they've done in the past.
Also, consider it like, I don't play poker, but if you have a poker hand, you don't want two cards that are the same.
Yeah.
You have to have a diverse hand, like a royal flush. I don't know what's in a royal flush, but that's the one that wins it every
the one that wins
time, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so if you got a royal flush here, it's got to be something that every card means something and will do something for you, right?
Yeah, something different. Yeah.
Something different. And
they got to bounce off each other and work again. Right. You can't have all hearts. You can't right. have all spades. You can't have all clubs or right. diamonds. You've got to right. have a diamond, a heart.
Eric is a club.
Yeah.
Like, he'll get it done and be very...
You got to have... The way I'm looking at it is the people I've picked is you're having new with old.
Right.
No disrespect, Eric. I know you're an old dude. I'm not calling you old. I didn't know
What I mean by club is you can get it done.
Eric's got the experience.
Right.
But then you've also got, say, Riz or Brenda.
Right. Oh,
I've also got experience within other industries, within other avenues of their life.
Yeah.
I mean, they never just come from the womb to school to fucking being a bus driver.
Right, right.
They got experience. All right. So they're new.
Right.
And when Eric finally steps down, when he retires or whatever, then you've got people that have worked with a good person and they've got a bunch of years' experience and right. then they can pass it on to the right. next lot.
Right.
What's the point of having people that have been here 40 years
right.
all with the same attitude?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting at. You don't need everyone with the same attitude. You need right. different points of view.
That's right.
You need different lifestyles.
Well, that's one.
You need different... perspectives. Like my mum, I've got a completely different perspective than most people that I know. It's just because I'm a weird fucker.
They get along with it.
Yeah, I'm just a weirdo, right? I don't go to the norm. I'm not a normal fucking guy. You know what I mean? So my perspective.
So you'd be good in that royal flush.
Yeah, my perspective is slightly different. And that's what I look at.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at how they work, interact with each other, and
right.
how they're going to work and interact with everyone else.
I like the idea of Dee because I don't want to say just because she's a woman.
And I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's ass by saying, and they're not all my mates.
Yeah.
It's just these are the people that I've picked. Yeah.
She's someone that can bond with all the females here. That's great. We don't ever had that before.
Yeah.
I mean, she bonds in different
Again,
ways.
That's the diversity. You don't pick a woman just because she's a woman.
No.
I'm picking her because... Not
she's
because she's
herself.
A woman, because she's good at what she fucking does.
She's proven herself.
I'm picking Brenda because she's obviously good at what she does, and I like Brenda personally.
Right, Brenda's good.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to pick, and that's no disrespect to Paul. I like Paul.
No, Paul's been
Paul's
the treasure.
Great
guy.
Great with Paul.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you need new broom sweeps clean. I think you need that
Well, you
sometimes.
Need that for
you
new
need,
people.
Yeah,
new people don't want to see the old timers always up there in the executive. They want or whatever. They want to see some new blood in the union executive. So you have to have a diverse royal flush.
Like I said, you don't pick a guy because he's black. You pick a guy who happens to be black, but he's really good at his job.
Sure.
You don't pick someone because they're a woman, just because they're a woman.
No.
Which some people do. Oh, I'm gonna vote for a woman.
No,
I'm gonna vote for the black
guy. That should be your deciding factor.
That should
it's
be the last. That's the last thing you should look at.
Right.
It's what they can do for you personally,
right.
and how they're gonna make your life better within the company.
Sure.
And that
How have they handled themselves
before?
How have they handled themselves as a driver, as an inspector, as whatever?
No, but that don't really come into my thing. It's what I'm looking at what they can do in the future.
And of course.
Not what they've done in the past. Because you don't look back on your past. I've made some stupid fucking mistakes in my past.
Everybody's made mistakes.
I don't want to go back there.
Right.
If people look at what I've done in the past, or for when I was 20 years old, or when I was 18 years old,
I'm a fucking idiot,
right? Or even when I started
out. Don't tell us.
I've made some bad decisions in the last couple of years. Right? Yeah. Personal bad decisions.
Yeah, well,
I'm not going to get into it.
I've made some
bad decisions. But if people look at me on my bad decisions of the past, when I was a different guy, how is that going to help anyone? I'm not that guy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dee's not that person anymore. Brenda's not that person anymore. Risen's not that person anymore. Right. Eric's not
that person anymore. I see what you're saying. The naysayers.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've done this in the past. Yeah, that's in the past. Yeah. That's not now. And it's not going into the future. He might have changed.
Right.
He might have done that for a reason that we don't understand.
That's right.
I don't understand a lot of the reasons for the last pay deal because, one, I wasn't here until I had no say in what went on.
Sure.
All these 1%ers, he was going to go and strike. Well, okay, fair enough. I don't know why he was going to go and strike. I don't really want to know.
Yeah.
I know I've got a job now and I'm looking at the next 5 years.
Right.
The next 4 years, the next 3 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, whatever it is. And that's why I'm looking at certain
We need that good card hand.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotta be a card that can help us in each category.
Mm.
So what is it, you know?
We got really serious all of a sudden, Ken. We got really serious.
Well it's a very crucial decision.
Yeah, it is a serious
to make the right decision.
For people that don't work for the HSR, the fuck you, because you don't work here, huh? I'm just fucking
with you. Don't know where we're at.
There's people on the Facebook page and stuff that are not actually bus drivers and stuff that actually listen to this.
Right.
So I apologise for the last 20 minutes.
It's good that they hear that we're human too.
But we're going to have to wrap this up, unfortunately,
because
we've gone nearly an hour. Like I said, we was going to have a guest up here, but maybe next week.
Sure.
Definitely next week. We're going to do probably podcast next Thursday night, I believe. So it'll be out Friday.
Sure.
Friday, Saturday. Me, Ken, and probably hopefully someone else.
Sheldon. There I go again. Maybe. Sheldon. Yes, we want to get him. I'm pounding the table.
Go to the Facebook page at Transit Sense.
Yeah.
On the Facebook page, you've got it on podomatic.com. /Transit Sense. I'll post the podcast on the Facebook page and social media and Twitter and stuff. Also, you've got iTunes with Transit Senses podcast. They put a plural in. Fuck knows why. There's a couple of other Facebook pages you can go out and check out. It's the official Ontario Transit Association. There's a new one that I just looked at. I think it's a bunch of bus groupie type people.
Oh yeah.
There's some of them are interesting comments and stuff and pictures
some good
and stuff.
To say, probably.
And the bus lounge, that's another one, that's pretty good. And Transit Operators Worldwide, that's a really good Facebook page. Actually, it's probably better than ours. They've got a bunch of people. I hate to say, but we got to step
good to broaden your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to step our game up, Ken, in all fairness.
Also you
can reach us at the email address, which is transit.sense1@gmail.com. That's transit.sense1@gmail.com. Ken, as always, a pleasure.
Pleasure.
A pleasure. I love doing this shit. I love
it. It's great.
One quick mention. Very, very quick mention. And a very good mention. Zev. I know you listen to this, Zev. I appreciate your contribution, mate, because we bought a new microphone, so hopefully the sound quality is going to be a lot better than the one that I fucked up last week. All right? Thank you very much, Zev.
Remember, awesome.
Drive safe and stay safe.